So here we go. We're coming today, precious, from Exodus 30, verse 22. Moreover, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, also take for yourself quality spices, precious spices, 500 shekels of liquid myrrh, half as much sweet-smelling cinnamon, 250 shekels, 250 shekels of sweet-smelling cane, 500 shekels of cassia, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, and a hin of the olive oil. And you shall make from these a holy anointing oil. Anointment compounded, one translation said blended, according to the art of the perfumer. It shall be a holy anointing oil. With it you shall anoint the tabernacle of meeting and the ark of the testimony, the table and all its utensils, the lampstand and its utensils, and the altar of incense, the altar of burnt offerings with all of its utensils, and the laver and its base. You shall consecrate them. Come on, consecrated people. Hallelujah. That they may be most holy. Whatever touches them must be holy. And you shall anoint Aaron and his sons, and you shall, there it is, consecrate them, that they may minister to me as priests. And you shall speak to the children of Israel, saying, this shall be a holy anointing oil to me throughout your generations. And it shall be poured, and it shall not be poured on man's flesh, nor shall you make any other like it according to its composition. It is holy. And it shall be holy to you. I'm going to tell you something that Satan fears. He fears a church and a people who understand that the anointing is holy. And he fears a place who understands that my anointing is not better than yours, but we are mingling our anointing. The devil's greatest fear in these last days is that the church will rise up around the world and we will mingle our anointing. If you've got some anointing that you want to mingle, you want to take all you've got and put it together so God can use it, precious, slip up your hands right now. I feel the glory of the Lord. Lord, I'm just asking you to let me speak this word in the way that you put it in my spirit. I've never even heard this revelation before, and I thank you for it. Thank you that you are mingling the oil, not just at Calvary, not just on our campuses, but around the world. We give you glory for that in Jesus' name. If you're ready for the word, give the Lord the ovation of praise. Come on. You can be seated. As I said, precious, just recently, I stood on this stage and I watched the glory and anointing fall on generations, on different races, different cultures, even different denominations. And as I stood there in the glory of the Lord, in the power and presence of God, I heard the Holy Spirit speak to me as plainly as he's ever spoken to me in my whole life. And he said to me, I am mingling the oil. Now listen very closely. I'm not talking about a mixture in the world or a mixing with the world or a compromising spirit with a lukewarm, apostate, half in, half out, masquerading church. But I'm talking about a mingling of the oil among the true followers of the Lord Jesus Christ who believe the whole Bible. Is there anybody here that believes the whole Bible? Do you believe that Jesus is Lord? Is that you today? Well, precious, if that's you, then we need your oil. Family, we are living in a moment where God is blending and mingling the oils. And I want to tell you today, no matter what your age is, no matter where you are in this thing, God is not discarding the old oil, and he's not idolizing the new oil. He's bringing all the oil together. And I want to tell you today, we need your oil. He's mingling the oil, the seasoned oil of church fathers and mothers, and the fresh oil of the emerging sons and daughters, and even the diverse oils of cultures, can I say it, and denominations. He's bringing young and old together, red, yellow, black, and white, Baptist and Assembly of God, Kojic and Church of God. He's bringing people together and he's mingling the oils. When God mingles the oil, he is declaring, I will not allow my anointing to be locked in your labels. I will not be confined to your brands. Come on, somebody. I will not be divided by your denominations. I am mingling the oil until there is one fragrance. Hallelujah. I am mingling the oil until there is one fragrance, until Christ is exalted, until nations are anointed, until awakening is released and the generations start burning together. Oh, I feel a Holy Ghost mandate to preach today. How many of you want to be a part of a move like that in the last days? What you've got to understand today is this: everything, somebody say everything, everything must follow the pattern of Scripture. We cannot grieve the Word. If what we do isn't supported and backed up by Bible, then we shouldn't be doing it. Come on, saints. I said, if what we do is not backed up by Bible, I'm not interested in doing it. Because as it relates to revival and revelation and biblical truth, I'm going to mess you up. But if it's new, it isn't true. We've got so many people, they're trying to get this new doctrine and they're trying to get this new revelation. But what you've got to understand, the half-brother of Jesus, Jude, said that we should contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. We don't have to change the Bible. We don't have to modify the Word. We got to get in it and we got to trust that the Bible is true and we got to do the Word. God here, precious, told Moses to take the finest spices, the quality spices, and a hin of the oil, the olive oil. And he said, you should make this sacred oil blended, watch, by the perfumer. Now I want to zero in on this text because we see a beautiful picture here of consecration and fresh oil anointing. And God told Moses, he said, take the quality spices, the finest spices. And a word study reveals something powerful as it relates to where we are on the Hebrew calendar. Because the finest or quality spices is the word reseth. And the root for that is rosh, meaning head, first, chief, beginning, or best. It's where we get our words rosh hashanah. It means this, that we start at the best. We start at the first. We're in the Feast of Trumpets and we are celebrating Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh or Resif means the first, the choicest, and the most excellent portion. It's the same word that used in Genesis 1, Resif, is in the beginning. And God said, I want you to start with me. I want you to start with the best. He said, you've got to put me first in rank. He said, you've got to put me first in this season. And in Exodus 30, God is saying, don't bring me your leftovers in this season. Don't bring me what you've used and used up. I'm not taking leftovers. I don't want common spices, but I want the best you got. I want the head. I want the most excellent. God is saying here, I'm not going to satisfy to just be somewhere on your list or somewhere in your priorities. He said, I got to be first. He said, but if you'll put me at the head, I'll take care of everything else. The truth is today, the enemy wants you to feel like your oil doesn't matter. He wants you to feel like you don't matter. But when the Lord chooses you, man's rejection does not have one single bit of power over God's acceptance and endorsement. When God chooses you, it don't matter who rejects you, honey. When God chooses you and you determine to put him first, you become the choice part. Anybody want to be the choice part? You become the excellent part. And at the very inception of this teaching, I want you to understand, hear me in this room. Your oil matters. What you bring, young person, mom and dad, it matters to God when you are surrendered to his divine purpose. But he said, bring quality, precious spices. And the root word for spices in the Hebrew here, it's the word balsam. And it means the fragrance, the perfume, the sweet smell. It literally means to be fragrant, to exude sweetness. And this word, it lends itself to the aroma that permeates. And hear me in this room. It means to be pleasing, to be full of sweetness. Can I say something right here? The anointing makes us mighty, but it doesn't make us mean. And I see a lot of meanness on social media done in the name of the Lord. And the anointing makes us mighty, but it doesn't make us mean. The anointing makes us holy, but it doesn't make us haughty. Now hear me, I'm not saying that we back down from truth. You know me better than that. I'm not saying that we give one inch to the devil. But hell, we know that we've got to speak the truth. We know that hell is still hot. We know that holiness is still right. At least 23 people do. I said, we know hell is still hot and holiness is still right. And righteousness is a non-negotiable. But if what we call anointing, if it loses its sweetness, if it loses its balsam, the aroma of Christ that fills the room when we come in, when we walk in, they ought to feel the aroma. They ought to experience the sweetness of Jesus. If we lose that, then we've lost it all. Because here's the truth. Preachers that are watching me, you can declare a hard truth under the anointing without being a jerk. You can call out sin without becoming bitter yourself. The moment we let arrogance in, the moment we let arrogance begin to take the stage, the moments we let arrogance in the house, we replace the aroma with arrogance. And I'm going to tell you, we'll no longer change lives. We'll no longer see people set free. All we do is stir up angry people. But there is an anointing coming in the last days that we will speak the truth in love, and the captives will be set free, and young people will repent, and families will be restored. Lord, because you know what real anointing does, baby? It breaks the yoke. I said it breaks the yoke, but it also leaves a fragrance. Balsam, it's that anointing that is sweet and it's powerful. The gospel is attractive even when it's confrontational. If the anointing on my life doesn't carry a fragrance, I might be loud, but I'm not anointed. I might be right, but I'm not righteous. I might be strong, but I'm not sweet. And if I can't smell like him, y'all better help me. If I can't smell like him, if I don't bring that anointing with me that has a sweetness to it, I'll never change the world. The combined meaning of quality of spices is powerful. It means the finest spices, the best spices, not the ordinary, not the common, not the casual. But here we know, and I've said it before and I'm gonna say it again, God ain't anointing leftovers in this season. He wants the first, hallelujah, in our going, our growing, and our sowing. So watch this. He said, take the finest spices and a hin of olive oil. You shall make These are sacred oil blended as by the perfumer. It means, it's the word rokok. It means to miss, to mix, to compound skillfully, to blend different ingredients into one sacred fragrance. This oil wasn't one spice. It wasn't one scent. It was a mingled oil. It was myrrh. It was cinnamon. It was calamus. It was cassia. It was olive oil. It symbolized the truth that the anointing was never meant to be monolithic, meaning a singular source, but it was to be multifaceted. My God, don't miss this. We need all the spices and we need all the ingredients to make this oil flourish. We need the old oil. There's wisdom in the old oil. We need that old oil, the wisdom of the fathers and the mothers, and we need that new oil, the fire of the sons and the daughters. Come on, somebody. God's pattern is always generational. In other words, honey, he don't want your oil to stop with you. The Bible said in Exodus 40, 15, you shall anoint them as you anointed their father, talking about Aaron and his sons, that they may minister to me as priests. Their anointing shall surely be an everlasting priesthood throughout your generations. Here's what I declare, that the anointing, should Jesus tarry, is gonna go throughout your generations. Aaron was not anointed for himself alone. His sons were anointed with him. And the Hebrew word generation means a circle of time, a dwelling, but it's also an ongoing lineage. It's the declaration that what I carry will not stop with me. What I'm walking in will not stop with me. Hallelujah. There is a generational anointing in this church. Did you see little children, little babies in elementary school singing, Holy Spirit, come rest on us? Yet you see grandmothers and grandfathers in here because there is a generational anointing in this place right now. The anointing is not meant to die with mothers and fathers. You can't let your anointing be buried with you. God, I feel this in my bones. You cannot let your anointing die with you. The anointing is not meant to stop with you. It cannot. Father and mother, don't let your anointing die with you. It's to flow to sons and daughters, and the glory of the Lord will cover the earth, your private consecration. Mama and daddy, grandmother and grandfather, it will become the public anointing that your children walk in. Oh, hallelujah. This oil is described in Psalms 133 that came on Aaron. It is like the precious oil upon the head of Aaron, running down on his beard, running down to the edge of his garments. See, that oil, it came down upon his head and then his beard. To me, it's a picture of it descending generationally. The oil flowed on Aaron's head. It represented humility. In other words, Aaron would not have received it unless he got up under it. Because the anointing is greater than the anointed. Come on, somebody. How many of you understand that the anointing is greater than a personality? The anointing is greater than a person. The anointing is greater than a title. The anointing is greater than a man. The anointing is greater than a woman. And it takes humility to get underneath that oil. We need mothers and fathers who are humble enough to realize, I need some fresh oil in my life. We need some church leaders who will say, I might have a big church and I might have a large following, but I cannot do this unless I get up underneath that oil. Somebody right now who wants to get under that oil, just make a little noise in the room. I gotta get under that oil. The oil is for humble people. The oil is for desperate people. The oil is for people who know I can't heal anybody. I can't save anybody. I can't deliver anybody. I can't put anybody's marriage back together. But if I can get under that oil, there is an anointing that can break every yoke and lift every burden. So that head, when he poured it on his head, that precious represents maturity, or actually humility. But watch this. Then the oil flowed to his beard. What that represents to me, the beard represents maturing and maturity. You start with peach fuzz, come on somebody, and then you mature. You start getting hair everywhere except where you want it. To me, the beard represents maturity. And I want to tell every person in this room, myself included, people who are watching by live stream, and pastors and leaders, I want to tell everybody, but especially the emerging generation, real anointing is not for babies. Real anointing is not for babies who whine, who complain, who cannot control themselves online. Real anointing is not for people who are entitled. Preach, apostle. Real anointing is not for those who are in competition. Come on, real anointing is not for those who play the victim. But real anointing is for those who are maturing in the Lord, who say, God, I want everything you got, grow me up. Give me a greater capacity to receive your anointing. Is there anybody in the room that says, God, take me to another level in maturity so I can receive all the oil you have for me? Can I tell you this? Ministry, and it's hard, and real ministry and real anointing is for grown-ups. I don't mind giving a baby his bottle, but when I gotta move the pacifier out of the way and part his mustache, come on somebody. You've been saved too long to be complaining. You've been saved too long to feel entitled. You've been saved too long just to coast. God is about to raise up a church that is not entitled, that says, God, whatever you require of me, let me do it and let me grow into this anointing. Yeah. The oil, it flowed to the edges and the borders of Aaron's garment. It flowed beyond him. The anointing was never designed to stop halfway. Lord, you can anoint this, but don't anoint that. You can have this, but you can't have that. But in that moment, baby, the anointing went all the way over Aaron. It was saturating anointing. By the time Aaron was finished receiving that anointing, he was dripping with oil. He was sloshing in oil. He was saturated in oil. He was squishing in his sandals. Y'all can't take that. He had so much oil on him that it was covering all of his clothes. It covered every inch of his body. It was down on his feet. It was up on his head. It was squishing in his sandals. He was oozing oil. And you know what? Whoever got close to him, whoever got next to him, they automatically got oily. Nobody could get next to him without getting some oil on them. Let me say today, in the name of Jesus, as a father in the Lord, I don't want you to be able to get next to me without getting some of my oil on you. Come on, somebody. I don't want you to get around me without my oil oozing on you. Is there anybody here that wants some oil that's beyond you, that if anybody gets next to you, they automatically get oily? I want to get my oil on the next generation. I want to get my oil on your family. Come on, I want to carry so much oil that my oil don't just stop with me. Lord, don't stop at our heads. Saturate us till we overflow. Huh. There's a man named John Kilpatrick. You know him, Brownsville Revival. One of my mentors who identified the call that I walk in when I was in my 30s. He spoke to me and said, before there's gray in your head, you will in your hair, you will rise up in the anointing of an apostle. Every time I'm with John Kilpatrick, he gets his oil all over me. And I'm declaring that God's gonna bring an oil into this house that does not stay in this house. It gets in your car, it gets on your job, it gets on your children. Watch this, precious. Stop saying, I can only receive a man's oil or a woman's oil or African-American oil. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Or white oil or Baptist oil or Hispanic oil. We need the oil of everybody. Can I talk to you? We need the oil of men and women. Okay, I got 12 people who believe it. I said, we need the oil of men and women, fathers and mothers. We need your experiences. We need your journey. We need your wisdom. We need your battles. We need your victories, because what you carry matters. In many structures now, they want women to be quiet. But I'm gonna tell you, ladies, don't you ever let anybody tell you that your oil is unimportant and that is secondary. Oh, let me talk for a minute. Ladies, your worship carries weight. Your oil carries weight. Your prayer and anointing breaks yoke. It's what you carry shifts atmospheres. Hallelujah. Let the daughters arise. But don't let the daughters arise by themselves. Let the mighty men of God who are unashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, let men and women arise. We need you, sir. We need your voice. The next generation needs your influence. Whew. Come on, sons and daughters. Daughters, the kingdom is not complete without your fragrance. Sons, the kingdom is not complete without your oil being poured out. Can I go a little bit deeper? You got to stop believing that what your culture brings to the oil is better than somebody else's culture. Oh, I don't know if anybody's gonna shout with me today. You got to stop believing that what your denomination brings to the oil or your culture brings to the oil is better than someone else's. Can I say this today? Can I declare this today? Hear me in this room. There's something very powerful. We need different spices. We need different cultures. Can I say it? We even need different denominations. Everybody wants to declare war on every denomination. I'm not there, baby. I want everybody's oil. I don't have to fight with the Assemblies, the Church of God, the Baptists. They are not my enemy. There is one enemy, and his name is the devil. And there is a last days church that's going to rise up, that's going to transcend this denominational mess. Hallelujah. Let me really get with you today. Let me challenge you. Listen, there's a cultural dimension of mingled oil. In Acts 2, Pentecost was a multicultural oil. Every nation under heaven heard the gospel in their own language. The Spirit just didn't anoint one group. He poured it out on all flesh. People from all over the world. Old men dreamed, young men saw visions, sons and daughters prophesied, Jews and Gentiles, male and female, bond and free, all of it mingled together in that upper room, and there was one glory and one anointing and one spirit and one oil. And my desire is this: do it again, Lord. Do it in the last days. Pour your spirit out. Mingle the oil. You think revival can be confined to your culture? You think revival and a real move of God can be confined, precious, to your denomination? Hear me now. One worship style, one brand of Christianity, and it's got to be my brand. Pentecost is proof. that God's anointing is for everybody. Hear me now. God mingles the oil. He's mingling the oil of nations now. He wants to mingle the oil of cultures until his glory covers the earth. Even the ingredients of the anointing oil points us to a multicultural, multi-generational oil. That the ingredients for the oil didn't just come on Israel or just one nation. God told Moses, he said, I want you to mix some spices together. It's not all one source. You got to put some spices in there. Now, the myrrh was a resin, and it was harvested from the trees in Africa. So the myrrh came from Africa. The cinnamon came from Sri Lanka, from India. So you got India, Sri Lanka, you got Somalia, you got Ethiopia, you got Arabia, you got Asia. Then the calamus came from the Jordan Valley, from Jordan, come on, from Saudi Arabia. And then the cassia came from China. Y'all don't want to help me. From Southeast Asia. And it was brought by caravans, all these different spices. All of those came from different cultures. But the oil came from the Holy Land. Hallelujah. What made that oil was not the cinnamon. What made that oil was not the calamus. What made that oil was not the myrrh. What made that oil was what came from the Holy Land. And I've come to tell you today that there is still an oil that God wants to bring, but we got to get our spices added to that oil. It was an international oil. It was a multicultural oil. These spices came from different places, but the base ingredient came from the land that God had hallowed, from the land that God made holy, from the Holy Land. And the most important ingredient, let me mess you up. I love you. You watching my live stream, you better hear me. The most important ingredient was not the spice. The most important ingredient was the oil. And the problem is in the church, we have come to value our spice over the oil. Oh, where y'all at? I've never heard this preached, but I feel this right down into my sanctified soul. I feel this all the way down in my feet. We've come to value the spice over the oil. I have to have my culture because my culture is best. I have to have my music. I have to have my style of preaching. And listen, the spices are beautiful. They're precious. They're necessary. But you better hear me. The most important ingredient is not your spice. It is the oil. It is the holy thing. It is the thing that God releases. We got to have the oil. We got to have the oil. Are you hearing what I'm saying today? Here's the truth. We have churches that have plenty of spice, but they ain't got any oil. They haven't got any oil. And without the oil, no one can be changed, truly. No one can be set free. No one can be delivered. You might feel good in that environment. You might feel comfortable in that environment. It may feel familiar. But listen, if it don't have oil in it, people are gonna come in jacked up and leave jacked up. They're going to come in a mess and leave a mess. They're going to come in bound and leave a bound. They're going to come with a yoke and leave with a yoke. But baby, when you get the oil connected to it all, they will come in one way and they will leave another. They will come in addicted. They will walk out free. They will come in sexually bound, and they will walk out delivered. Is there anybody here that can say, Apostle, put me in an environment where there is oil? Don't let my spice be more important than my oil. When you get the oil right, all the spices can get together. See, and what I'm trying to tell you today, what I'm telling the whole world, God is mingling the oil, and no one's oil is better than anybody else's. Huh? I'm thankful for the spice, but dear God, I need the oil. I'm thankful for cultures, but I gotta have the oil. I need more than spice, I need the oil. You know why? Because I gotta have stuff stay broken off of my life. I gotta have healing, deliverance, miracles, signs, and wonders. People come in this place and they need salvation. They don't need a cute little program. They don't need a cultural lesson. What they need is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ preached up under the oil, and let all the spices come together. Or I'm going to make somebody mad today. Well, what kind of spice is Calvary? Is it African spice? Is it Asian spice? What kind of spice is it? Is it American spice? Is it Hispanic spice? What kind of spice is it? Maybe it's all spice. This is heaven spice. Yeah, you get in the right room, baby, you can come together, and if it sounds like African-American music, you'll worship your face off. If it sounds like a hymn, you'll give God praise. If it sounds Hispanic, you will lift him up, because we are not about the spice, we are about the oil. I feel like preaching. I feel like setting the church free. I feel like delivering this word to the world. Get off of your high horse. Let the Lord humble us in the last days, and declare that in the last days he will pour his spirit out on all flesh. What kind of music you sing at Calvary? Jesus music. What kind of preaching you got? Jesus preaching. What kind of church is Calvary? It's a Jesus church. You might hear a little bit of different cultures in all the music, but at the end of the day, we're not worried about the spice. We're worried about the oil. Somebody who wants the oil, open up your mouth and give God a praise in here like you know it's the oil. Jesus. Spice is good, isn't it? We need more than spice. We need the oil, because the yoke shall be destroyed, not because of the spice, but because of the oil. Watch this now. Consecration, that's where we are, will make us a vessel fit for God's use. Consecration makes us a vessel, but anointing makes us a weapon. Consecration makes us a vessel, but anointing makes us a weapon. How many of you want to be weaponized? I said, how many of you want to be weaponized? If you want to be more than a vessel, I don't want to be an empty vessel. See, there are many that are empty vessels. I say, Lord, fill this vessel with the anointing and make me dangerous to every agenda of hell. Make me dangerous to addiction. Make me dangerous to sickness. Make me dangerous to the agendas of the enemy. Somebody give God praise. If you don't want to be a vessel, you want to be a weapon. Together. When you get consecration and anointing together, this 90 days of consecration, we're not just breaking chains, we're destroying yokes. Come on, hear me. Think of the tabernacle, the anointing, the myrrh from Arabia, the cinnamon, from India and Africa and China, the cassia, the olive oil, from Israel. You got Sri Lanka there. You got Asia there. It was literally a global oil, but what it produced was one fragrance that consecrated everything in God's glory. In the same way, when African-American fire hits Hispanic passion with Jewish roots and Asian honor, y'all don't want to help me, and European hymns and Pentecostal fire, all we can say is, look what the Lord has done. I dare somebody right now, if you want to get in that oil, give God a shout of praise. I said, give God a shout of praise, because that's the oil that's going to change the world. That's the oil, mister, that's going to bring revival. You better fasten your seatbelts now. I feel like preaching. I feel a little bit dangerous right now. I said, I feel a little bit dangerous. Oh, he's cocky. No, baby, I'm not cocky. I'm convinced. Unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly, far above anything that we can ask or think, according to the power, the oil, the dunamis, that's that word within us. Fasten your seatbelts. Grip tightly to the bar in front of you. I'm about to say a thing. God even wants to blend denominational oils. You think your label's it? No, baby. God is not about brands and labels. God sees one brand and one label, and it is the church. But that doesn't mean we disregard denominational anointings. Some streams carry holiness, and my God, we could use some holiness. So some streams carry deliverance, and we need deliverance. Some streams carry worship, and we need worship. Some streams carry the fire of Pentecost. Do I have any Holy Spirit-filled people here today? Some streams carry evangelism and outreach. But when God mingles the oil, when you have holiness, plus worship, plus deliverance, plus evangelism, plus discipleship, hell has no defense. What's going to happen if Kojic and Church of God and Assembly of God and Baptist, what's going to happen if all of these brands get together under one oil? I'm telling you, hell is going to be plundered. The enemy is going to be defeated. God, give us that oil. When titles, denominational egos diminish, the oil can get fragrant, and the power is released. I love everybody, and I know I have all different walks of pastors who follow us, but I'm gonna tell you, don't ever act like your denominational spice makes you have better oil. We can't act like our denominational spice makes us have better oil. If God is in it, we need it all. Tell somebody in your neighborhood, we need it all. Yeah, we need Baptist discipline. Oh, it's quiet in here now. I said we need Pentecostal freedom. We need some discipleship. We need zeal and wisdom mingled together. And what emerges is one fragrance. Christ is glorified. It may be different spices, but it's all the same oil. Tell your neighbor, it's all the same oil. I don't care if you're black or white. I don't care if you're Hispanic. I don't care if you're Asian, Baptist, Methodist, if you're saved. Come on, somebody. I don't care if you're Assembly of God. I don't care if you're Church of God. Or baby, that doesn't give you the right to say that your oil is better than anybody else's. It's all the same oil. I don't care if you're young or old, say it's all the same oil. Look down your row and say it's all the same oil. Somebody give God praise that we're all in the same oil. That's a half a praise, but somebody ought to bring him a whole praise, because it's all the same oil. If you're glad that it's all the same oil, open up your mouth and give God a praise. It's all the same oil. Let's don't get on our high horses. It's all the same oil. So here I am now, and I'm at least 45. I got some of that old oil. I got some of that oil that's been in a few fights. Come on. And what I've come to understand is we need all the oil. So we got some oil here. This is that old oil. See that? That's that oil. That's that old oil. That's that oil that is seasoned. It has some battle scars on it. Come on. It's been in covenant with the Lord for a long time. There's some tears in that oil. Y'all ain't saying nothing to me. I said there's some tears in that oil. There's a process in that oil. That oil has been tried and true. Anybody thankful for some old oil, you ought to just give God a praise right now. I said, if you're thankful for some of that old oil, give God a praise right now. So we take this old oil. We got to put some of that old oil in there. Come on now. That oil that's been on the journey. That oil that's been in the fight. We got some of that old oil. Somebody ought to give God praise that the old oil is still good. Ah, come on. I said that the old oil is still good. But watch this. We got some of this oil that is the next generation oil. It's the new oil. It's the sons and the daughters' oil. It's bold. Come on, somebody. It's visionary. It has some fire in it. But if it despises the old oil, it has no roots. If it despises the old oil, it has no foundation. But if the old oil despises the new oil, then it has no reach. Oh, Jesus. We've got people that want oil, but they ain't got any roots. I want to hold on to my oil. My generation's oil is the best. The devil is a liar. We got old folks who are saying, man, this old oil is the best. No, we're only dangerous when we get the old oil and the new oil mingling together. So I say this, by faith, I'm walking around and I'm sloshing in the old oil. I got oil in my spirit. Take that, devil. I got more oil than I've ever had. And I got more on the way. I got that old reliable oil. It's taken me through journeys and help me win battles. But I ain't stopping and saying I'm not gonna give my oil to somebody else. It's the next generation of oil. So Courtney, come on up here. our worship leader, and my daughter. I got the old oil, Karabashe Nanamaya. These are gonna be the best years of our lives, Courtney, because we got the old oil and the new oil together. We got the old anointing and the new anointing coming together. Y'all don't wanna help me, but I'll run around this building all by myself. I am illustrating this message with my own life. So I want you to take that new oil, baby, and I want you to pour it in that old oil. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because when you get the old oil and the new oil together, come on, somebody. When you get the old oil and the new oil together, then we can have revival. I declare, Courtney, that our oil is mingling. I declare that the oil is mingling in this house. Yandabasaya. But we're not gonna just stop with the man oil. Come here, Pastor Dawn. We gotta have some of that beautiful woman's oil. We gotta have that intercession. We gotta have that worship that shifts the atmosphere so we don't push the women away. We give them an opportunity to glorify Jesus. I declare that the man's oil and the woman's oil is coming together. Come on, take some of that feminine oil and pour that oil. Come on, somebody. Y'all ain't helping me. I said, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Well, we got the old oil. We got the young oil. We got the female and the feminine oil, but we need some men who are mighty. We need some men who are not ashamed. Come on up here, Gary. Hallelujah, Gary Yelvington, my buddy for over 25 years. We need your oil, buddy. We need what you carry, buddy. Your children need it. Your family needs it. This generation needs it. You get up every morning and pray early in the morning, and I'm telling you, take this oil, Gary, and pour that oil right there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, look at that. Somebody give God praise, because we got all the oil coming together. We got the old oil. We got the young oil. We got the man's oil, and we got the woman's oil. But watch this. Let me mess you up. We're going to have the cultural oil. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It ain't just the spice. It's the oil. So we need the African culture. Come on, Jackie. Come on, my daughter in the Lord and my sister. Come on, I said my daughter and my sister. My daughter and my sister. Y'all better help me in here. Because this oil ain't stopping. It ain't a white thing, a black thing, or a Hispanic thing. Come on, Jackie. My daughter and my sister. Take this oil. Pour it in there. Look at that. Somebody give me my handheld. There it is, Jackie. I want everybody to shout that one. I love you, Jackie. No, that ain't a shout. I want you to lift up a shout before the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there anybody here? Your background is Asian. Do I have anybody? Yeah, come up here if you're Asian. I saw your wave. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Come on, sister. There she is. Come on. I know we got Asian people in our church. There's lots of them. Hallelujah. Come on, bring that Asian. We got that Asian oil. Sha-da-da-da-ba-she-ke-a-da-ba-ya. Ye-na-ma-ma-ya. Take some of that Asian oil. Hallelujah. Discipline and honor. Come on. I said discipline and honor. That's it. Give God praise. Hallelujah. We've got that Chinese, Japanese, Filipino, Indian oil. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. But then, glory adios. I said glory adios. Jesus Cristo is el rey, and el señor de señores. Glory adios. I need somebody right now that's thankful that we got a little bit of that Hispanic spice. Come on, that Latin spice, that passion and praise. Come on, Pastor. Come on, Isaac. I need some of your oil. Come on, we can't do it without your oil. I'm gonna get my oil on you, and you get your oil on me. Pour it in there. We got the African American oil. We got the Hispanic oil. We got the Asian oil. Good God Almighty, we got the old oil. We got the young oil. Somebody give the Lord a praise. Hallelujah. We got the Jewish culture. We got the Old Testament. Shelly, come on up here. Shelly works every day at the synagogue. And we are declaring that we've got that Jehovah Rapha. We got that Adonai. We got that El Shaddai. Y'all don't want to help me. We got that El Shaddai oil. We got that Yahweh oil. Somebody give God a praise. You want to blow the trumpet? Come on, blow it one time. We're going to get back to our roots. Somebody give God a shout. Come on, that's that El Shaddai oil. That's that Jehovah Jireh oil. That's the more than enough oil. Give God a shout of praise. But then, oh, hallelujah, there is a culture called America. And our culture has been ascending oil and a missions oil. And I'm glad to be called a child of God. But I'm thankful for my nation. So I want you to come, Anderson. I want you to come, EJ. And I want you to come, son, right here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got a cracker. Y'all don't say nothing to me. We got different cultures right here representing America. So all of y'all put your hand on that oil and pour it right in here, because this next generation is about to come together. I said this next generation is about to come together. Somebody say revival in America. Somebody say revival in America. Somebody say revival in America. Somebody lift up a shout before the Lord. Oh. And I'm going to do the last one, because the last one is the denominational oil. And I preach in all different denominations. Guys, I have been in so many denominations even this last month. But I'm going to tell you the reason they're having me is not because of my denomination. They're having me because of my oil. And I declare, we're gonna put a little Pentecostal oil in here, a little Baptist oil, a little Kojic oil. Come on, somebody. We declare that our brands are not gonna be exalted. Somebody give God a shout. Somebody give God a praise. No, no, you better give God a radical praise. God never anointed one culture above another, Baby, I want to tell you, alone, each stream is incomplete. But when God mingles the oil, so here's what I say today. Behold the mingled oil. I want you to see the oil that God's going to pour out in the last days. If there's somebody who wants that fragrance of Christ to fill the earth, give God a shout right now. Tell somebody in your neighborhood, we need your oil. We need your oil. We need your oil. When the oil gets together, it's no longer old. It's no longer new. It's no longer Baptist. It's no longer Church of God. It's no longer Pentecostal holiness. It's no longer black. It's no longer white. It's no longer Hispanic. It's no longer just father or son or mother or daughter. Give God a shout that he's mingling the oil. God is requiring us now. God is assigning us to be a house where the oil is mingled, where generations and cultures and denominations collide in the glory of the Lord. It's one anointing. It's one spirit. It's one baptism. One Lord over all, who is above all and in all. And it's a mingled oil. It's the oil that breaks yokes. It's the oil that will heal nations. It's the oil that will usher in the glory. Why don't you lift up your hands right now? See, I'm declaring, Lord, pour out the mingled oil in Calvary. Lord, don't let us be so consumed with our spices that we forget that it's all about the oil. We're not divided by our spice. We are connected through the oil. Somebody raise your hands and say, we are all spice. Come on. Come on. We're not divided by age or culture or denomination or generation. We are one body, one spirit, one people, anointed. For such a time as this, Lord, pour the oil over Calvary. Mingle the oil until the fragrance of Jesus sweeps every campus. Mingle the oil. I'm going to ask you to do something right now. If you're under 35, I want you to come to the front here. If you're under 35, I don't care what your culture is. Look at here, y'all. Look at this. This represents Gen X. Come on, y'all better give God praise. This represents the millennial generation. Come on, somebody. Let's get them up here. 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 Come on, I'm looking at red, yellow, black, and white. Get them up here. Pack it in. Look at this, y'all. Don't you tell me Calvary isn't a church. Y'all shift all the way down. We're losing a generation. Look right here. Hundreds and hundreds just in this. Here, they're still coming. They're still coming. Come on, shift all the way down. Shift all the way down. Can y'all move down? Move all the way down. Come on, let's make room. Let's get everybody up here. Y'all better give God a praise. Y'all better give God a praise. I want you to give God a praise. Hallelujah. Come on, y'all shift all the way over. Shift all the way over, guys. Let's get everybody up here. We can't. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds are coming. in Tampa just this Friday night. They had a huge young adult gathering with over 6,000 people at USF. 2,000 young people gave their hearts to the Lord. Come on now. A Barna survey said that the most faithful and the most radically saved now that are emerging, the ones that are most faithful to church, it's the millennials and Gen Z. Barna said that. Don't you let the devil lie to you. There is a generation arising in the oil. Did you see our children singing at our school and our young people? Not a soul stayed in their seat. They were all in the altars. Somebody give God a shout that the new generation. Dawn showed me a video last night. She said, look at this. And in Italy, thousands of young people were in the streets dancing before the Lord, singing praise and worship. I'm talking about in Europe. I'm talking about a generational oil that's being poured out. Now, if you can lend your oil, I know it's radical and we're going to do it, but if you can lend your oil and you say, Apostle, I want whatever oil I got, I'm going to lend it to the next generation. I want you to come and stand behind them right now. I want everybody. We're going to do it, y'all. If you're ready to give your oil away, as you come, if you see somebody different than you, tell them, I need your oil. Come from the balcony. Come on. I want everybody to come. We're going to close right here. But I want everybody to make a move. Maybe you don't always do it. But I want the Lord to mingle his oil. Tell somebody in your neighborhood, say, I need your oil. Yeah, yeah, find somebody that looks different than you and walk over to them and say, I need your oil. Hallelujah. Can you come and stand? Can you give 5 minutes to me? Come and stand here and say, God, we got to have that oil. We got to have the old oil. And we got to have the young oil. And we got to have the red and yellow and black and white oil. And we gotta have the Asian oil. And we gotta have the denominational oil. Somebody raise your hands and say, mingle the oil. Mingle the oil. Now remember, it's not the spice, it's the oil. We're thankful for the spice. But here's what I declare. My oil will not die with me. I hope I'm here when Jesus comes back. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to leave my oil here. Tell somebody in your neighborhood, leave your oil. Yeah. Yeah, if the rapture takes place, leave your oil. So I feel an oil coming on to you right now. I feel a mingling of the oil. I feel God bringing generations together. I bind every spirit of discord. I bind every spirit of disunity. I break the back of the enemy. And I tell you, devil, no longer will we be separated by generations. No longer will we be separated by denominations. No longer will we be separated by cultures. But I declare there is a mingling of the oil. Somebody raise up your hands right now. God is stirring your oil right now. He is stirring your oil right now. We're not going to lose your children. We're not going to lose this generation. In the last days, I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. I'm declaring that God is mingling the oil. On every Calvary campus, God is mingling the oil. Right now online, wherever you're watching, God is mingling the oil. He is mingling the oil in churches around America. If you're ready to have your oil mingled, raise up your hands. Lift up a shout before the Lord and say, God, mingle my oil. Mingle my oil. Let me give it to my children. I want you to raise up your hands right now. And I want you to sing that anointing. Anointing. Fall. Hallelujah. Mingle the oil, Jesus.
Fall on me. Let the power of the heart.
what you carry. We need what you carry. Somebody raise up your hands and say, anointing. What you carry, we can't make it. So I want you to reach over and touch your neighbor by the hand. Without what you carry, I won't say we can't make it, you can't make it fully into what God has called you to be. We've got to have your oil. Now, here's what's going to happen. We're going to have a revival night, and we're going to have an anointing night. And we're going to, it's been called a fire tunnel, but we're going to lay hands on everything in the room. We're going to bring our campuses together, and we're going to anoint the whole house with mingled oil. I'm telling you, we did some damage to the kingdom of darkness today, baby. We kicked the hell's agenda in the face. Baby, go ahead.
Hallelujah. This word was so powerful. And I want you to now take your oil in prayer. And I want us to call this over our nation. Can we do it? Oh, I believe this is something God has just spoken to us. So we take that and we pray it in the mighty name of Jesus. Just raise your hands up, and I want you to pray with me right now. Father God, we surrender all that we are in this season of consecration. And we're asking you, Lord, to purify and to cleanse us. Cleanse our vessels today, Holy Ghost. Flush anything out of us that needs to be flushed out so that we can be carriers of the oil. so that we can be carriers of your glory. I pray right now, Father God, that in the name of Jesus, every wall that has divided will come down. I call the racial divide to come down in this nation. I call the denominational divide to come down in this nation. I call the generational divide to come down in this nation. And that we come together as one. For according to your word, when they were in the upper room, they were in one mind and they were in one accord. And that's how the Spirit of the Lord was able to fall upon them like tongues of fire and fill them with the oil that they needed for the last days. So Lord, we understand that it's coming as we are in one mind and in one accord, where there is no discord and there is no divide among us, oh God. We are one church, Lord, across this nation. And your word declares in 2 Corinthians 3:17, for the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So Lord, what we are declaring over this nation is freedom. Yes. Freedom as the church begins to arise together. Freedom as we walk in the oil that you have for us, Lord. Somebody shout freedom over this nation. Shout freedom over your generation. Shout freedom over this culture. Shout freedom over the nations of the world. We declare your freedom today, God. And we thank you for what you've just released upon us. We receive it. And Lord, we tell you right now that we are going to stand in it. We are going to walk in it.
Yes.
We ask for your fresh anointing to fall upon us this entire week. And we give you glory in Jesus' name.
So right now, Amen. If you believe that God is mingling the oil, you ought to open your mouth and give him a shout. Come on. Come on. I feel it. I feel something shifting, baby. We're about to move into a new season, Calvary. We're about to move into a new season of mingled oil. So here it is. Raise up your hands. I bless you that you carry this mingled oil with you. I declare that as you walk out of this room, that you walk out of here with a fresh oil, that the Holy Spirit rests upon you. And I decree and declare over our campuses and over this house and over even live stream that there is an outpouring coming on people that value mingled oil. Devil, you are defeated. There is a last days multicultural pour it out on me, Jesus, church that is arising in the land. And if that's you, before you leave, give the Lord the ovation of the day. Give him a shout. Before you leave, shake hands with people around you and say thank God for your oil. Wait till November 2nd when we come together, but just say thank God for your oil. Sing anointing, anointing, fall on me. Come on.
Thanks for watching the message. I'm sure this spoke to you. Here's what I want you to do. Why don't you subscribe to this YouTube channel? That way, every time there's a new message, you'll get to hear it. Also, many of you have watched this. Some of you watch on a regular basis. Why not take time? And so you can give at calvaryfl.com, you can give on your phones, and you can be a part of helping us take this message around the world, the message of hope, the message of Jesus Christ. Can't wait to see you back here real soon.